From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. This spring, professional baseball is coming to Israel. Soccer and basketball are still the big sports there, but organizers of the new Israel Baseball League hope they can get people excited about their sport. NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
The Boston Bagel Baron, who brought the world frozen, pre-filled, holeless bagels, is now working tirelessly to bring baseball to the Holy Land. 54-year-old Larry Barris founded and runs SJR Food of Boston. He's finding that building a new league from scratch can be as tough as building a better bagel.
Yeah, I'm fine, like, during the day, and I can see all the progress and know where we are and what has to get done. It's when I wake up at 2 in the morning and I wonder, what in the world am I doing?
In the Israel Baseball League, or IBL, falafel will sell alongside hot dogs and burgers, all kosher, of course, no cheese. No games will be played on Fridays or Saturdays to respect the Jewish Sabbath, and there is no Hebrew word for baseball bat. Yet the bagel magnate remains positive about bringing professional-level baseball to this land of skepticism and soccer, despite big struggles to secure the fields, players, and more. He's upbeat in spite of frustrated efforts to get Israeli corporate sponsors and his many run-ins with Israel's notoriously capricious and stubborn bureaucracy and business culture.
More than a show-me attitude, I think it borders on hostility. I think the first word in Israel that they learn is not mommy or daddy. I think it's no. Because I am finding that every time I run into something here, the answer first is no, and then they want me to clarify the question. Nonetheless, it's a wonderful place. Hello? Everything okay?
Barris fields another phone call as he watches young players warm up in the rough Israeli equivalent of Little League. In June, the opening game happens here at this field at the Baptist Village outside Tel Aviv. A chapel steeple is visible over the center field fence.
Play ball!
Few of the players here will actually get to play ball in the IBL. Most in the new league will be foreigners. More than 175 Israelis tried out, but only a dozen made the cut. Jeff Moore is one of the chosen 12. Moore is taking time off from his job as a diamond dealer to play for his hometown team, the Beit Shemesh Blue Sox, where he's already becoming something of a local hero.
Kids are looking at me like, some kind of idol. It's pretty cool.
That's great.
They cheer when I'm pitching or on it or hitting, or we want more, we want more.
Moore is 36 years old. Most of the rest of the players are in their 20s. They hail from 9 different countries, including Japan, Venezuela, the U.S., and those baseball powerhouses, Ukraine and Belgium. Many washed out of other semi-pro leagues or played college ball. Others were long shots, trying to catch a dream. The oldest player to make the new league, and perhaps an inspiration to aging baby boomers everywhere, 51-year-old Scott Cantor from suburban New York. Israeli pitcher Jeff Moore will be making the somewhat improbable leap from softball back to hardball.
I know I'm one of the older players from the league. I mean, I've kept up my baseball skills playing on the national softball team the last 6 years. In softball, I played shortstop.
You're making a switch from a softball shortstop to a starting fastball hardball pitcher? To a lot of people, that's going to be a tough bridge to do there, buddy.
I'm not worried. I'm excited about it. You know, it's intimidated maybe a little bit, but totally excited and juiced up for it.
But it's not clear many Israelis are all that juiced for a new baseball league. Despite strong ties with the U.S., Israelis like to do things their own way. American cultural and business stalwarts don't always take root here. Israelis warmly embraced basketball and McDonald's, but told Starbucks and Taco Bell to take a hike. Larry Barris, the bagel baron turned baseball czar, insists he's not trying to force this iconic American game on Israel, but simply offering a fun diversion from the anxieties of conflict.
There is a love-hate relationship that Israelis have with things American, and the hate part comes in when they feel that we're trying to impose something upon them. So we have to let them know that this is truly something that we're bringing to the country just out of an act of goodwill. I think it's the kind of pace and sport that actually Israel craves and needs, whether they realize it or not.
But Barris and the IBL have made some adjustments to that pace that some diehard fans would consider baseball blasphemy. In an effort to enliven the game's pace, what some consider the slow, rhythmic splendor of the sport, IBL games will last just 7, not 9 innings, and there will be no extra innings. Instead, tie games will be broken with a winner-take-all home run derby. And to emphasize a family-friendly feel, IBL games will offer upbeat entertainment between most every inning. You'll go to a carnival, and a baseball game might break out. Larry Barris.
Balloon hats and face painting. We're going to have speed dating night, play hooky from work day.
But on this night, at this non-professional, anyone-can-play league game, the focus is on baseball. And pitcher Jeff Moore, the Israeli softball and potential baseball standout, is having a rough time of it on the mound. Teenagers, some wearing blue jeans and ill-fitting helmets, smack Moore's fastballs across the outfield. But Moore says he views this as a kind of spring training and remains realistic yet upbeat about the new league.
It's going to be a tough sell, especially the first year, you know. But if it breaks through after a few years, then it could be something, you know, very, very popular in the future.
For now, anyway, Jewish American and Hall of Fame pitcher Sandy Koufax politely declined. But on June 24th, someone will throw out the first pitch to start the Israel Baseball League's opening game. Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Petah Tikva, Israel. Go, Jeff.